Good evening and welcome to Community Church of Douglaston. May I say Merry Christmas to all of you. Happy to see all of you. If you are online, we want to welcome you as well, or maybe you'll be watching this some other time, but we're happy to have you with us. I just want to apologize. You know, we had a surge. I don't know if the electricity went down and then came on again. I don't know if it happened to you as well. So that's why the screens are a little out of proportion tonight. Like a lot of us, you know, just a little bit at this time of Christmas. I mean, it's, but in any case, welcome. We have some friends from South Africa here tonight. They came all the way, so welcome to them. I have some tennis friends here as well. But most of all, we're happy that you are with us. Hopefully, it will be a wonderful celebration of the birth of our Savior. One or two things before we get started. We have a service tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m., our Christmas service. You're welcome to come to that as well. There's a little note in the bulletin about last week's pageant. And so again, we want to say thank you to Kim and Dennis. We just did a wonderful job with the pageant last year, so we're thankful for that. And then finally, I just want to thank everyone who will be participating in tonight's service. So with that said, let's start with our processional, which will be followed by the call to worship. And hopefully all of you have a program. Please join me in the call to worship. Darkness, we who walk in darkness have seen a great light. In joy, we greet this light. The Lord will be our everlasting light and glory. So grace to all of you tonight and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ through the powerful presence and working of God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
I want to invite you to pray our prayer of confession with me this evening as we see God's forgiveness for all our wrongdoings, all our sins, all those things that are within us that's very often quite dark. So before we continue, let us be made right with God. And so let's pray this prayer together out loud and then receive the words of assurance. Let us pray. Gracious God, you've sent your Son to us to show us the way. Even when we have turned our backs, followed our own paths, you offer us light. Forgive us when we are so willful and stubborn. Forgive us when we think more about ourselves and our comforts than we think of reaching out to others. Remind us again that Jesus witnessed to us the light of love that serves, guides, and heals. Thank you for loving us so much that you would give us this most precious gift. And when we again falter and fail, lift us again with your gentle touch. Pour the light into our lives once more, that finally we will fully understand the power and depth of your love for us. Amen. God's love knows no bounds. Know that this love is come for you, to touch you, to heal you, to forgive you, to make you whole.
A warm glow spreads throughout our world, declaring that God is with us. The light which extends from the farthest reaches of our earth to the neighbor next door alerts us that we are not alone throughout these long winter nights.
We light again the candle of hope, for the Christmas story shines hope on all our lives, and we bring all our stories to the circle. We light again the candle of peace to honor all the places where we have found peace in our lives and all the places for which we pray that peace may come.
We light again the candle of joy to reflect on our celebrations in this season and to pray for those who experience feelings of loss and loneliness.
We light again this candle of love because Jesus Christ was born into human loving, and we are born again into the love of God.
The Christ candle reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. In him and through him, we proclaim the hope that inspires us to keep moving forward on our journeys. We recognize the peace that extends from our souls into the world. We celebrate the joy that fills our spirits with excitement, and we herald the love that passed between the Christ and us and between our neighbors and us. O holy God,
we light the Christ candle. It shines on smiles and tears.
It shines on younger and older. It shines and we hear angels. It shines and we see a manger. It shines and we remember the story. It shines on our world like Bethlehem long ago. It can never be extinguished because you are the candle tonight, and we promise to be the candle tomorrow. Amen.
Thank you. due to unforeseen circumstances, the children's message must be brought from up here at the altar. But for all the children out there, and looking at them, the majority of them are taller than me and in college, so it's great to see you all here together. But you all can remember, and for the young ones in the audience, about a month ago, your mom and dad, grandparents and aunts and uncles asked you, what did you want for Christmas? What did you want? What did you want? What is it you want? And you made a list, and you made everything that you wanted. Was it video games, or was it a new bicycle, or money? You know, college kids, I know how it is. I have one myself. So you asked for what did you want? And our parents went out, and we all made it, and we wrapped them. And we also told Santa, we wrote Santa letters saying, what is it that you want? And tomorrow morning when you wake up, you'll see beautiful boxes like this, probably better wrapped, maybe a bow, all under the Christmas tree from Santa, from Mom and Dad, from Grandma, Grandpa, from Uncle Bob and Aunt Natalie, from everyone. And we love it, and you get so excited. And you shake it, and you're like, what was this that I wanted? What was it that I asked for? And then there's always that one box behind the tree. Doesn't really move, doesn't make a sound, doesn't sound like a game. It's too big for a video game or a console or maybe. But it's always what you need. It might be the obligatory box of socks, because you always need socks or undershirts. Or a new polo, or something else. And you open it because that is what you need. Sometimes we have to get what we need. And I want you tomorrow morning to remember when you wake up that that is exactly what God did for us over 2,000 years ago. He gave us what we needed in a form of a little baby, an innocent child born for us, because that is what we needed. So please remember that tomorrow as you get all the things that you want from Santa and from everyone else, because you know what? You deserve it. You deserve it. It's been a rough year. But you deserve all that is under that tree. But I also want you to remember, when you look at your manger scene and you look at the baby that is there, that that is what we need. And God always gives us what we need. So don't forget that tomorrow morning. Parents, get a good night's sleep. You know they'll be up early. God bless everyone. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas. When I was asked to do this evening's scripture reading, not to go off script here, but it occurred to me that, because I like to make cultural references, that most of us are very familiar with the Charlie Brown Christmas special that's probably close to 60 years old now. It's become a part of our sort of American Christmas experience. Well, you also may remember that at the climax of that Christmas special, there's a pause in the action, and the voice calls out. I think it's the Lucy character's voice. Does anyone here know the true meaning of Christmas? And there's a long pause until the character named Linus steps into the spotlight and says, "Yes, I know the true meaning of Christmas." And he proceeds to recite tonight's scripture reading as follows from Luke's second chapter. "In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Before we listen to God's message for us this evening, I invite you to pray with me in your hearts. Merciful God, thank you for this beautiful evening. Thank you for song and for forgiveness of sins. And thank you for your word. Thank you for our children. And thank you for the celebration of the gift that we all need, and that is your Son, Jesus. As we now anticipate what you want to share with us this evening, I pray that if there's anything that might hinder us from hearing the message, that your Spirit will take care of it, that we will be open to receive your words. And we ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen. So during this Advent season, if you've been with us, we've been talking about that very question that we just sang about. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? What child is this? The one that was born on Christmas Day, whose birth we are here this evening to celebrate. And it's a question that's been asked really throughout the ages. It's a question that's still being asked today. It's a question worth reflecting on this evening. What child is this baby Jesus? So about 13 years ago in April, I took my kids for a getaway to Vermont. And we stayed at a friend's house for the weekend. We took our bikes along. And so one morning, we decided to look for a nice place for a bike ride. And I found this lake on a map, and it had some bike trails around it. And it looked really nice, and so we were on our way. And the further we drove, the more isolated and less traveled it became. And for the last few miles, there were literally no houses and not a person in sight, not a soul. And then we came to this obstacle in the middle of the road. There was this hardened mound of snow that was in the way. And so to be able to continue our journey to the lake, we somehow had to get across it. And I guess I didn't see the sign that said, you know, town of Stratton does not maintain this class 2 highway between November 1st and June 1st. Conditions may be impassable. Proceed at your own risk because it's dangerous. Maybe I did see it. I really can't remember. But I guess true to my personality, I ignored it in any case. And so I thought to myself, you know, let me pick up a little speed with my minivan and just go for it. And so as we hit the snow, the van started to slide to the right, and we almost ended up in the ditch, you know, next to the road. And the wheels were spinning, and there we were, stuck, with no house in sight, no cell phone service, no cars, no people to be seen anywhere. And it was then that a few thoughts, you know, went through my mind simultaneously. One, I just made a big mistake, okay? Two, we're in deep trouble. Three, I don't think I'm capable of getting us out of this mess. And four, we were going to need someone to come rescue us. Oh, and five, you know, there was five. The kids reminded me that, you know, if my wife Annalise were with me, I never would have made such a stupid mistake in the first place, right? Which is also true. I guess we all make mistakes, don't we? I certainly do. I've made many mistakes, some of them stupid. Some of them tragic, some of them hurtful to myself, some of them hurtful to other people, some of them hurtful to my wife and my kids. And so that situation I found myself in that day in Vermont was kind of like a good metaphor for my whole life, really. And what I've come to realize many times over and over is that when it comes to my life, when it comes to my soul, when it comes to who I am deep inside, when it comes to my sin and the way I often mess up and the mess up I am often, when it comes to all of that, I can't rescue myself. I need someone more powerful to save me. So it says in verse 11, to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. What child is this? Is the one who saves me. And so tonight's message is really simple. It's straightforward. To you is born a Savior. The good news, I mean the joy, the message, it's intimate. It's specific. It's direct. It's for you. It says, to you is born a Savior. God says, this baby that was born in Bethlehem more than 2,000 years ago is for you. For you poor and lowly shepherds, for you people of Bethlehem, for you cruel King Herod, for you wealthy scholars from the East, for you Mary and Joseph, for you world, for you and me here tonight at Community Church. To you is born a Savior. Because you see, in Jesus, God himself is reaching out to you and he's saying to you, I know you. I know you intimately. I know what's going on in your life. I know what you're struggling with. I know your doubts. I know your fears. I know your hurts. I know what makes you happy and I know what keeps you awake at night. I know you. So to you is born a Savior. The reason for the season is Jesus. I mean, you often hear that, yes? The reason for the season is Jesus. But the reason for the season is also you. God sent Jesus for you. And tonight he's speaking to you. To you is born this day a Savior. To you is born a Savior. You see, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, what really happened was that God came to us in the form of a human baby. Jesus came to show us in the flesh what God is like. God himself entered our world to reveal his character to us and, more importantly, his love. It says in the first chapter of John, in the beginning was the Word, referring to Jesus. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus had existed with God from the beginning. But then he was born into our world to provide us with a way out, born into our world to redeem us, born into a dark world to bring light, born to bring us love and joy and hope and peace. God didn't stay distant. He became like one of us in the baby Jesus. So to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who's the Messiah, who's the Lord. He was born into this world and now he wants to be born in you. He wants you to experience a rebirth as well. He wants to be born in your heart. He wants to live in you and make you new and make you whole. He wants you to experience life in all of its fullness. He wants to give you his peace and hope and joy and love. I mean, what use is it, really? If Jesus was born into this world, if he's not born into your life as well, what good is a gift if it just sits there under the tree and it's never opened? So to you, this day is born God. God who's without beginning takes on beginning. God who's eternal and cannot die becomes human and is subject to death. And what it shows you is how much God wants to get close to you, so close that he becomes one of us. He goes to extreme lengths to show us how much he loves us. Because not only was he born in a stable, but he also died a horrible death on a cross. Why? Because he's the promised Savior. To you is born someone who will save you. And maybe you're wondering, you know, from what? Save me from what? It says in Matthew 1, verse 21, when the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, he said to him, and she, Mary, will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus. The name Jesus means the Lord saves. For he will save his people from what? From their sins. So to you is born someone who will save you from sin. Now the question is, do you need to be saved from sin? Well, if you've never sinned, then you don't need someone to save you from your sins. If you've never sinned, then all is well with you and God, and you have absolutely nothing to worry about when God will one day judge all people. But you know what? Just by, you know, looking at you, just by the little I know about you, I know that this applies to you as it applies to me. Because the reality is none of us are perfect. I'm not, I know that, and you're not. Your mom might think and say that you're perfect, but I doubt it very much. So we've all messed up, right? Too many times to remember. And so we all need someone to save us from our sins. And that someone is the baby Jesus, who grew up, by the way, into a man who showed us what love and compassion is, who fulfilled God's mission by giving his life on the cross as a ransom, who paid the price for our sins so that we don't have to be judged and punished, so that we can go free on his ticket. So let me ask this question one more time. What child is this? He's the one who comes to save us. He's the one I've been waiting for to repair me and to redeem me and love me and forgive me. The one who comforts me, the one who helps me, the one who strengthens me, the one who saves me from the guilt that sometimes weigh me down. The one who saves me from feeling that I can never, ever measure up to God's standards. The one who died for me so I can have life now and forever. To you is born this day a Savior who allowed his hands to be nailed to a cross to rescue you from sin. To you is born a Savior who says, you can go free. To you is born a Savior who says, that's how much I love you. So there we were, I mean, stuck, right? On a mound of snow. Not knowing what to do. Then after about 15 minutes, we heard something. A car was approaching. And out of nowhere, a guy showed up and asked if we needed help. Drove us to his house, called someone he knew with a tow truck. He drove us back to our minivan. The tow truck guy showed up and got us out. I paid him with the cash I had in my wallet. I never have cash in my wallet. And he left. And we returned home. Now, if I weren't a person of faith, I would have said it was pure chance, right? Pure luck that this guy showed up on that day at that time. And so I asked him why. Why did he show up at that moment in time? He said, well, he knows the road is closed that time of year, and he never drives that way in any case. But on that day, he just felt compelled to do it. So I believe that he was sent. And as a result, we were rescued from our predicament. God sent him to save us from that pile of snow. Just like God sent his son, Jesus, to rescue us from the pile of guilt and sin and ugliness and despair in our lives. I had to pay the tow truck driver to deliver us. Jesus already paid the price for your salvation so that you don't have to. And so what child is this? He's the one who comes to save you. To you is born this day a Savior, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Lord our God, when we just take a moment to look at ourselves with honesty, we know that we are stuck on a pile of sins and wrongdoings and all kinds of things that weigh us down. And no matter how much we try or how hard we try, we simply cannot save or rescue ourselves. We need you to do that. And so thank you for your son. Thank you for Jesus who came, paid the price for our sins so that we can go free by having faith in him. May we all, as Christina said so well, remember that that's exactly what we all need in our lives. May we all be grateful and thankful for this evening, for the day on which your son was born to deliver us and to save us. It's in his name that we pray. Amen. So at this time, we invite you to worship God with your tithes, your offerings, your donations. Two of the ushers will go around with a plate, but you can pull out your phone, you can text the number there, you can scan that QR code or go to our website or mail it in, whatever way you wish to make your donation to Community Church. And let me just say, we are thankful for your giving. We are blessed in so many different ways. And so let's also be a blessing as we give to God and his church. During the offertory, during the offering, the offertory is O Holy Night, and tonight it's sung by Kimberly, Reuven, and Cheryl. Before we light the Christmas candles, I invite you to pray in your hearts with me and then also to join me as we get to the Lord's Prayer, which is in your programs. But let us pray. Healing and comforting God, within our hearts there are names of people and situations which need your loving touch. Our hearts ache for those who are ill, for those who mourn. We feel that we cannot do enough for them, but we trust in your comforting love to be with them on this journey. For those who feel lost and alone, seeking God, we ask that you help us to reach out to them with your good news of great and abiding love. For all the situations in our world this day, where there is warfare and oppression and strife and all the hideous ways in which your beloved people can suffer, God, please lay your hand of healing love on them. Help them to feel your powerful presence with them, guiding and strengthening. Lord, as we now pray to you in silence, we lift up to you and entrust to you whatever else may be on our minds and in our hearts. Merciful God, we offer these prayers in confidence of your eternal love and in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us this prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. And deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. While the candles are lit, or when they are lit, we'll be singing Silent Night. We invite you to please remain seated for that. Also, if you light someone else's candle, please hold your candle upright. Let the other person light it from your candle. Okay, please don't go like this on your neighbor's lap. So just do it that way. So please join me now in this responsive reading. Arise, shine, dear people, for our light has come. Receive the light and let its warmth and glow be in your hearts this night. Glory to the Lord, shine for us this night. you a favor. I invite you to say Merry Christmas and just hold that candles up high as I take a nice photo for our church. Merry Christmas. In darkness we arrived, though once we stumbled, rise up and go, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all.
May the light of Christ lead us forevermore.
Thank you. Oh, Elizabeth. I invite you to blow out your candles at this time. And I do want to invite Elizabeth just to come up before the postlude. Come up here, Elizabeth. Tonight is Elizabeth's last service with us. She's retiring. And so I just want you all to give her a big hand as we say thank you for all the years that she's been with us. This is a little something from us.
Now I can play?
Yeah, 1 second. We wish you God's richest blessings, and please know that you're anytime welcome at our church. If you want to come play the organ, if you just want to come say hi, thank you for all the years. May you and Stephen be very happy. And so please remain seated as we enjoy Elizabeth's last postlude, after which we will conclude. So this night, no one is a stranger, and all are joined together as one family through the miracle of the birth of one small baby. Let us share our joy and excitement of being present when God reaches down to touch the earth. Please be mindful of social distancing and greet one another with the peace of Christ, and then go in peace to love and serve the Lord. May God bless us, everyone, with Christ's peace and joy. Vic, if you could just get the lights for us, that'd be awesome. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us.